Welcome to the November 16, 2023 edition of Fortnite by the National Golf Foundation, brought to you by our valued sponsor, Troon, where your team plus Troon's team equals better together. To learn how you can optimize your club operations with Troon, head on over to Troon.com and click on the Management Services tab. Trust us, your club will thank you. The title of today's Fortnite is Simulator Golf Sees Real Surge. Don't look now, but it's possible millions of people could play Pebble Beach this year. While traditional golf participation has continued to climb in recent years, engagement has been even more pronounced away from the course, and that includes screen golf with simulated versions of bucket list destinations like Pebble Beach Golf Links. An estimated 6.2 million Americans hit golf balls with a club in a golf simulator within the past year, a total that's surged 72% compared to pre-pandemic levels. In 2019 and years prior, simulator participation had hovered just under 4 million. The growth in simulator supply has been dramatic as well. There are over 1,600 businesses with a simulator in our database, a rapidly expanding collection of commercial venues that ranges from About Golf to Z-Strict, not to mention traditional green grass golf facilities that have added a simulator component. The total doesn't include golf retailers, instruction providers like Golf Tech, or specialty club fitters such as Club Champion and TrueSpec that have simulator bays for club testing and fittings. In 2016, we identified approximately 200 simulator businesses. There's no question there's been a definitive rise in supply in recent years, with a proliferation of successful franchises such as Topgolf, Swing Suite, X-Golf, and 5-Iron Golf, but it's also because of a more focused effort from our database team in identifying existing locations in a growing sector. At this point, we don't have an estimate on the size of the home simulator space, although feedback from suppliers indicates steady growth as technology improves and average costs come down. In a consumer survey of usage, one-third of golf simulator participants said they have used a private simulator within someone's home. So who is the simulator customer? We touch on that more in our Spotlight Sidebar story titled Examining the Simulator Screen Golf Market, found under the Spotlight tab on this website. But the majority, 53% non-golfers, don't play traditional golf. Like other forms of off-course golf, this type of engagement speaks to opportunity. As for the 3 million plus greengrass golfers who use or have used simulators, it seems to strengthen ties to the traditional game. Only 2% of simulator golf users said they play less on an actual course compared to 29% who indicated they play more, having used simulators in large part to improve their game and inform their equipment choices. Golf's continued evolution includes many new forms of the game, and simulated golf is a part of it. Just look at what's coming in a couple of months with the debut of the new Primetime TGL League that will be played in large part on simulated courses. Tiger Woods and Rory McIlroy are among those leading teams of PGA Tour professionals who will be rocketing real balls into a screen almost as big as that in an IMAX theater. We can already count them in the 6.2 million participant pool. Well, that's a wrap for this edition of Fortnite. We hope you enjoyed it as much as we enjoyed writing it. If you're not currently a member of the NGF, you really should be. As someone who's interested in golf industry insights and data, you'll have access to all of the NGF member-only research reports, industry insights, and current information about the golf industry. Everything you need to keep you informed and help you make better decisions towards achieving your personal and business goals. To learn more about membership options or to join securely online, head on over to the membership tab on our website or contact Mo at mbaldwin@ngf.org. That's mbaldwin@ngf.org. Hey, thanks for listening. We'll be back again in a fortnight.